This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be brutal. Snow, ice, freezing temps. If you're thinking, driving in this weather, I need a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to handle winter like a pro. Don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Winter roads demand a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia. We take you right to the top of the hour. We have basketball this evening, the Miami Heat playing. So our show is just 1 hour this evening, and we thank so much in our first segment, Henry Crockett, new president of the Orange Bowl, for joining us, talking about the Orange Bowl showcase on Saturday. Now we turn the page a little bit and take a look at the schedules are out now through college football for 2025. And the Florida Gators have revealed their schedule coming up this year. And last year at this time, Kevin Brockway from the Gainesville Sun and I talked about the schedule a little shaky at the time, and it didn't work out that way. So when we look at this year's schedule, I know it's tough, but nothing I don't think that the Gators can handle. And certainly Kevin Brockway is kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, as I look at the schedule, and I know I look back a year when you and I did this before, and we kept looking at all the programs and the teams and the LSUs and the A&Ms and all these Tennessees, and we kind of like, oh boy, this is going to be a rocky year. And things turned out pretty darn good, didn't they?
Well, yeah, on the back end, I think, you know, people thought that FSU was going to be stronger than they were at this time last year. Let's not forget. But, the back-to-back wins against LSU and Ole Miss, two ranked teams, were really impressive when you consider the team was 4-5 at the time. You know, Florida went back to the swamp, and they caught a little mojo. The defense started playing better. DJ Lagway started to grow up as a quarterback and became the guy and showed his talent. And, they reeled off four straight wins at 8-5 and, probably could be a preseason top 25 team.
Yeah. And you look, as we look at this year's schedule, Miami's on the schedule, but they're not the first team. And you get a Long Island University and the University of South Florida right off the bat at home, which kind of prepares you for that, as you said, for that next tier of games. But talk about opening up with a program like LIU and then USF, which is on the grow, but certainly a program that Florida should be able to take care of at this stage.
Yeah, I think it's a little different, for Billy, and it could be a positive, too, because we've seen this team get off to the gate. Now, Billy's debut at the Swamp against Utah, they came pretty close to losing that game. They needed an Amari Burney interception at the end of the game to win it. But then, last year going out to Utah, didn't play great, rather 2 years ago. And then last year, at home in the Swamp against Miami, did not play well at all. So, maybe it'll be the benefit of, being able to work out a few kinks in that first two games. But But, you know, Larry, you look after that, you know, on the road at LSU, on the road at Miami, a bye, but then Texas and Texas A&M. That, to me, is the real kind of tough stretch there, those four games in a row.
Yeah. Well, you talk about Texas, and Texas is a team that obviously had their way last year at Florida, but this year it's in the swamp. Obviously, it may set up as a night game if it's not a 3:30 game, but I would think to get them at home, you know, obviously the crowd's going to be crazy. There's going to be a lot of orange, obviously, in the crowd. But then you mentioned Texas A&M, Mississippi State team they beat on the road last year. They have the two byes this year. And that's the one thing, too. Miami has that. FSU has it. They have the two byes. And they come at kind of strange times in the year. But for Florida, it works out good because you have the bye after Miami and before Texas, which is perfect. And then the last one is after Mississippi State and before Georgia. So, you know, you take a look at that. You're on the road to Kentucky. You're on the road at Ole Miss, a team that you beat last year. And then Tennessee and Florida. So you look at Tennessee, Florida, Mississippi State, Texas, obviously USF and Long Island. Pretty attractive home schedule.
Yeah, no question. And I think with, you know, Texas, obviously there'll be a lot of hype surrounding Arch Manning. He's going to take over the job, right? You know, Texas A&M, DJ Lagway goes back near his hometown. He grew up not far from College Station in a small town called Willis, Texas. So that'll be an emotional game for him. But, you know, if you're looking around the SEC this year, I think what's interesting, right, is DJ Lagway, you know, has a year under his belt. You know, Arch Manning, first-year quarterback. You know, you look at Georgia, you know, Hunter Stovall, first-year quarterback. Ole Miss is going to have a first-year quarterback, probably the kid Austin Simmons, Shabauke.
Yes.
So really, until you get to Nico, you don't have many experienced quarterbacks. And Florida might be able to parlay that between that and the offensive line having a little more continuity. And, of course, you know, DJ Lagway is going to have to stay healthy. That's going to be a big thing also. But if he can and the defense can continue to make progress, they did at the end of last season, I think this Florida team – could you know, really make a turn in their fourth season under Billy Napier.
Yeah, and no doubt, you know, you look at, you know, the Miami game, obviously, it's not the first game of the year, and, you know, kind of sets up for Miami with a new quarterback, obviously a quarterback that Florida had a chance to play against the last couple years. But at the same time, you know, the Miami game is going to be one of those contests that Miami had opens up against Notre Dame this year, then kind of softens a little bit, plays that same USF team that Florida does. So this schedule, to me, as you said early on, if you get the momentum out of the gate with Long Island and USF, and then you travel to LSU, which is going to still be a task, but, you know, a manageable task. And somebody, obviously, you know, they're touting their quarterback as a Heisman Trophy, and Florida knows all about that family, you know, really well. And then you look and you mention, you know, the Ole Miss game, and I just, it's funny that I just saw Austin Simmons' name this week as one of the highly touted sophomore pitchers in the SEC after going 5-2 as a freshman last year. Great athlete. We know, I mean, here's a kid that's just off the chains. I mean, as far as what he's done, he's already graduated from college and as a freshman. But Kentucky, which is always tough, especially on the road. So this plays out pretty good because your last two games, especially the Tennessee game where Florida kind of like, you know, said, boy, if we had a healthy Lagway last year, you know, all the way, and somebody who you didn't have to be inserted in a game like the Tennessee game. And then the FSU game. As you said, who knows about FSU? 2 years ago, nobody could touch them. Last year, everybody touched them. And this year kind of sets up. So this schedule, as you mentioned, there's a lot of first-year quarterbacks. There's a lot of first-year players. You know what? I mean, I look at it, and you know, and I say off of last year, you know what? Eight wins would be pretty darn good.
Yeah, you know, I think it would be good. I mean, I think further progress would be 9 or 10, and I think that could be achievable. And if you get to 10 wins with this schedule, then you're starting to talk about maybe a conversation for the college football playoff. But I think fans here are pretty eager for it. You know, they're going to want revenge against Miami. Of course, you know, Carson Beck knows a thing or two about beating, you know, you know, Florida from his time at Georgia. He's a very talented guy. But even in that game last year against Georgia, he threw a few interceptions. And that was the game that if DJ Lagway wasn't hurt, You wonder how that game would have turned out. And the same thing, you know, it bled into Texas last year. So, you know, obviously, you know, keeping Lagway healthy is going to be a key. I think they feel like they have a better backup too when Hunter Bailey, a transfer that they picked up from Louisville that started his career at Tennessee. But spring practice starts on March 6th. So we'll get a better feel, certainly, for some of the skill guys. And yeah, pretty good recruiting class coming in too, Larry, obviously, with Vernell Brown III and Dallas Wilson, two guys that are enrolled early, that could factor into the offense as true freshmen.
Yeah, good stuff. Kevin, let everybody know how they can follow you, because we're going to have you on a lot, especially during the spring. Let everybody know how they can follow all your work in the Gainesville Sun and also your and your social media.
Yeah, Gainesville.com, Gatorsports.com, and at Kevin Brockway G1 on Twitter.
Good stuff. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, man. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Larry, always great catching up.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway, Gainesville Sun, does an awesome job. Please follow him. If you're a Gator fan, that's a great follow. I will tell you that as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.